Yo, what's up, everybody? And welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Radica Talks with T.I. Darcell. Yo, y'all, I know I be saying this all the time, right? But y'all gotta work with me, man. Y'all gotta help me out, because I be out here tripping. You know what I'm saying? I be tripping and I be slipping, and I know it, and I be dipping. I gotta do better, man. I be falling off, and it be so unintentional. I be so busy, and I am trying to be grammatically incorrect. So mind your business, judge your mammy, don't judge me, because I'm trying to live righteously. You heard me? But for real though, how y'all doing, man? What's been up? How's everything been going for y'all? And I had to take some time out of my schedule, you know what I'm saying? Late night for me, because technically right now it's like 12 o'clock. My watch almost about to say 0000. Y'all know I'm still on that military time, man. You know, I'm just at a point where I'm realizing, like, I got to make time. Because all my days be busy. I got 2 grandkids. I'm running a business. I'm an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here doing music. I'm out here trying to minister. I'm out here trying to help my family. I'm out here trying to low-key date. Like, I got a lot of stuff going on. I be out the way for real, for real. But, like, my time be so consumed. And I'm realizing that I'm slipping in areas that I ain't got no business slipping in. You know what I mean? So, I said, you know what? I'm staying up late. So, to all my doctors and nurses out there, close your ears. You know what I'm saying? I went and bought me a Red Bull. I feel like I got some wings now, so I can talk to y'all. But when it's time to start talking to y'all, I pray that the Most High allow me the opportunity to go to sleep. Because I got to get up tomorrow and do this all over again, man. First of all, I'll praise it to the Most High, y'all, for allowing me to wake up today, for allowing me to be able to come here, talk to y'all, kick it with y'all, be real with y'all, share my heart with y'all, and just be able to be everything that he called me to be in this moment. You know what I'm saying? Today I had a busy day, quick rundown. You know, let's just do a little icebreaker, tell y'all about my day. I actually didn't even work today. I didn't go to work because my grandbabies are sick. Last night we had to rush one to the ER because he had a fever like 103. Come to find out, he had the flu. You know what I'm saying? And my granddaughter today, she been running a fever back and forth for the past day. And I took her to the doctor this afternoon. And all praise to the Most High, they say she didn't have the flu, but they said that it may just not be detectable. So you know, they kind of gave me the option of whether I want to give her the Tamiflu. You know, give her actual pack. Or just let it run its course. And I chose run its course because I just feel like a lot of the time this medicine ain't going to do nothing. Then the lady told me, like, I said, what is the medicine going to do? Is it going to make her feel better? She's like, no, it actually doesn't make them feel better. What it does is it actually shortens the symptoms, or is supposed to shorten the symptoms. All right, ma'am. So why am I going to give it to my baby then? I might as well just let her thug it out. You know, so we have been giving her Tylenol and Motrin. So, you know. I'm actually working on something with my sis Keisha. Shout out to her. She's actually been working on becoming an herbalist. So hopefully by the time she gets all that finalized and mastered, she can help me out and give me stuff that I need. So we ain't got to be getting all these medicines from these people. You know what I mean? These people meaning this wicked beast system. But I ain't finna go there. That ain't what today's about. Y'all know I'm a conspiracy theorist, or so they say. I got a little time today. Now, but it's something that was on my mind today. I was supposed to be hopping on here earlier, but I had to get off. I had to go handle some business. I ended up talking on the phone with my homegirl for a little minute. She was going through some things. We was experiencing some things together. And that led me to come up with this topic as far as just our emotions, you know what I'm saying? And how we need to learn how to navigate them much better. How we need to learn how to deal with them according to the word. You know, because we have emotions, you know what I'm saying? The Most High gave us emotions. But the emotions are never supposed to have us. And see, we get so caught up in our flesh, we get so caught up in how we feel, we in turn allow the emotions to control us. We in turn allow the emotions to dictate how our day is going, to dictate how our day ends. And that's not cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, because the Most I said that it's okay to have emotions. It's okay to even be emotional sometimes, but you can't stay there. Because your emotions lie within your soul. Your soul is made of your mind, your will, and your emotions. We are spirits. We live in a body and we possess a soul. So they all intertwine together. So the devil be trampling with our actual soul. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to control that. He's trying to tamper with it. He's trying to mess our heads up. Because the first thing he do is try to attack our mind. You know what I'm saying? And as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So once you start to think things and a lot of these thoughts are coming to your mind, they then travel down into your heart. And now you're starting to speak these things that are in your heart. You are starting to react to the things that are in your heart. Not even knowing you're supposed to guard your ear gate, supposed to guard your eye gate, which is going to in turn change how you feel and what you allow to go in your heart. You know, so a lot of the things we take on upon ourselves, myself included, man, because lately I've been out here emotional like a mug. I ain't gonna even hold you. I ain't even know I had it like this no more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful that the Most High, thank you. Like, I am so disturbed because I literally was 5 minutes into my episode and then Anchor just kicked me out. You know what I'm saying? So it only let me record 5 minutes. So I had to go into a whole nother device to try to start recording again. But you know what? The devil is a lie. You're not finna get me in my feeling like that. And I'm already up and trying to do a podcast on emotions. And you just gonna come and try me like that for real? Ain't no way I'm finna go out like a sucker. You feel me? But anyway, quick commercial break and back to what I was saying. I was saying, like, I didn't even know that I was still out here and had emotions like this. When I say had emotions, like, I was in them, y'all. I be in them lately. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest. And I was saying, I thank the Most High for still keeping me and for still blessing me and for still being there with me, even during my emotional moments. You know what I'm saying? It's been plenty of times over the past couple of weeks where I didn't choose him, you know? And I got to be completely honest with myself. And then I had to repent like a mug. And I'm already really trying to turn from my wicked ways. Like, I told y'all a long time ago, it be times when we actually give ourselves more credit than what we deserve. We be actually thinking like we better than who we really are. You know what I'm saying? So, again, don't get beside yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't think too highly of yourself than you ought to, because the Most High will humble you. And lately, he been humbling me like crazy. And I'm learning that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to really think about something before I say it. And I really mean think about it, because saying the wrong thing in the wrong moment based on your emotions, whether you saying something to make somebody feel good or whether you saying something to hurt somebody's feelings, it could be detrimental to the future of that situation, to the future of that friendship, to the future of that relationship, to the future of the job status. Like, it does not matter. If you just go in and, you know what I'm saying, go guns and robbers, you know what I'm saying, and on somebody, you know what I'm saying, you could possibly not bounce back from that. And then if you go, even if you caught up in a situation, you know you ain't got no business caught up in, and you feeling somebody, but you know you shouldn't be feeling that somebody, because you know that ain't your somebody. You know what I'm saying? Whether you fornicate, whether you commit adultery, whether you just out here doing you, and you got all the women and all the men, if you say something and you feel that way, you could very, very may well feel how you feel. But it's not always okay to say how you feel, man. You know what I'm saying? And a friend of mine just pointed out a scripture, a wise man bites his tongue. A foolish man just pop off. You know, I think that's in Proverbs, but a wise man bites his tongue. So I be thinking about stuff now, and I'm like, yo, you got to think about that, Tia, because, you know what I'm saying? The Bible say be harmless as a dove, but wise as a serpent. That means, like, yo, I got to say what I mean and mean what I say. Let my yes be my yes and my no be my no, but still keep it all the way 100. But be mindful of what I'm saying and be mindful of the state of mind that the other person is in that's receiving the words, and be mindful of where what I'm going to say is going to lead me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know, y'all. Like, I really been saying some stuff. I've been out here being super expressive, right, about how I feel. You know what I'm saying? About what I want, about what I desire. You know, and don't get me wrong, it's truthful. You know, and we be feeling like, well, I'm honest. You know what I'm saying? Because I say it all the time. Like, well, I'm just telling the truth. This is how I feel. But feelings are fickle. And you can't be moved by feelings, because if the Most High was to operate out of how you feel, man, we'd have been dead a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way he would have still kept us alive. We ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? We insecure. We are emotionally unstable, men and women. And men be killing me to my women are emotionally unstable creatures. Bruh. Y'all are too. And the more I navigate on this road called life, and I'm over here living this heterosexual lifestyle, I'm learning that men is just as emotional as we are. And I meant to say is just as emotional. Mind your business. Because you know what? I'm just keeping it all the way above today. Because like I said, I'm just trying to catch up for old times. And you know, I've been slipping. I've been shortchanging y'all. So it's a lot of stuff that been going on that I got to get y'all to 411. I'm trying to get y'all to school. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I got you. It's just black. It's just black. But nah, like, for real, like, we can't be overly emotional. You know what I'm saying? I ain't knocking that. But he made us that way. You know, he made us that way. That's how the Father created us. That's why we are the weaker vessel. That's why we are the helpmeet. Even though we may be emotional, we are still strong in the areas. If we are allowing the Most High to build us up and lead and guide us, we are strong in the areas that we need to be strong in. You know? So you know what I'm gonna name this episode? I'm an emotional wreck. For real, now, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to name this one. I'm an emotional wreck. First, I got to figure out how to piece these two segments together, you know. So yeah, it might be a little jumbled. So mind your business. Just know that auntie working on it, and I'm auntie. Once you hit 38, man, you auntie. But yeah, so
The whole moral of this story, seriously though, y'all, is to understand who he's called you to be. You know what I'm saying? We are out here in this world. We're supposed to be in it. You know what I'm saying? But we don't supposed to be of it. We supposed to be different. We chosen. We set apart. When people look at us, they supposed to see the Messiah. They supposed to see the Christ. Yahushua Mashiach, which is in English terms, the transliterated version, the Christ, the anointed one. Jesus Christ, the anointed one. You know what I'm saying? But his name ain't Jesus. That's quick, shameless plug. Go look it up. Do some research. But anyway, the thing is, we get so caught up in them feelings, we forget how to navigate them properly. We forget to take our feelings to the Father and lay them at his feet and allow him to give us the necessary thought process that we need to give us the spiritual maturity that we need to give us the mental capacity that we need to be able to relay how we feel and to be able to be quiet when it's time to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? You don't always got to talk. You got to be slow to speak and quick to listen. You hear me? You can't always be rah, 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 rah. You know what I'm saying? And I just sat here and I went back through the YouTube page that I started, which I'm definitely about to do better. I'm almost done with my building where I'll be able to shoot my actual videos and we're going to do some live footage and some interviews. There's a lot of things on the horizon, but I went back and watched a lot of my videos and I talked about how, you know, I was always on go when I was in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was on go. I was moving how I wanted to move. I wasn't seeking the Most High. I wasn't seeking the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. I was not. I was literally doing what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it, with no regards to who said what, when, where, and how. And that was out of pocket. That was out of line. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how the world wants us to be. It wants us to be like Aleister Crowley. You know what I'm saying? Do what thou will. And I just remember Jay-Z had that on a shirt. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, these people be sending us so many subliminals, letting us know who they worship and who they living for. And we be so caught up in them that we don't even see it. Like, we be really so caught up, oh, it ain't that deep. Oh, it ain't that deep till it's that deep. You know what I'm saying? I just posted something the other day, like, everybody thought Noah was crazy till it actually started raining. It's funny till it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite celebrity, your favorite actor, your favorite actress probably out here living for Satan. They his minions. Because to be in a lot of position that these people in, they got to sell their soul, man. It's simple. It ain't even that deep. We just make it that deep because we so caught up in our flesh. We done became a part of the world when we started doing that. My daughter literally just sent me a voice note not even 15 minutes ago that said she was watching SpongeBob with my granddaughter. And on the episode, SpongeBob said that he'll be right back. He got to go get his soul back. And Mr. Krab, whatever his name, Krabby Patty Man said, why do you need your soul when you rich and got all this money? What? So come on, man. They putting it in the cartoons. You already know they force feeding it to our babies. So then, of course, they force feeding it during the entertainment business. So tighten up, man. Straighten up and fly right. Get yourself together. Check yourself. Come up out of this world. And I realize I be trying to put people onto some music, some clean music, some holy music, some pure music. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, your favorite rapper really can't out rap a lot of these independent artists that's out here rapping for the Most High. And that's just big facts. Because, you know, I'm pretty dope, too. All praise to the Most High. But in real life, though, a lot of these people that always rap about the money, like, I ain't talking about the people that rap about the struggle but tell you how they made it out. You see how the Holy Spirit done took over? I done went somewhere else. But I ain't talking about the ones that tell you to come up out of it. I'm talking about the ones that basically still glamorizing and making it seem like it's something that is not, making it bigger than what it really is. That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Our kids don't deserve that. But anyway, man, be more attentive to your family. And besides that, to get back on topic, if you were more in tune with your emotions, you would know how to navigate this world a little bit better. Because for one, you'll be letting the Most High tell you what to do, tell you what to not do. You would actually be listening to them convictions that you get. You mean to me and y'all. Like, sometimes I get convicted and I don't listen. So I ain't just preaching to y'all. I be trying to tell y'all all the time, if he give me a word, 9 times out of 10, it's for me first. You know what I'm saying? And then I discuss it with the Father. I'm like, yo, you want me to tell your people that? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know a lot of them ain't going to listen to me. He's like, yo, but tell them anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? He coming for the one. That's it. So, you know, you got to really think about those things. And like I said, I ain't trying to get out deep. I ain't trying to beat y'all up. This was going to be something quick where I could just touch bases and remind you guys that, hey, it's okay to have emotions, but you ain't got to stay there. You know what I'm saying? When you feel like you want to pop out, pray. When you feel like you want to pop out, worship. When you feel like you're depressed, when you're in your feelings, worship. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing you going through that somebody else ain't going through. You know what I'm saying? He said, there's no temptation uncoming to man. Like, all of us going through some stuff. It ain't about what we going through. It's about how we navigate what we going through. It's about coming out on the other side, not smelling like smoke. And the only way that we can do that is by submitting to the Most High Yah, Yahuwah. You know what I'm saying? That is the only way we can successfully come up out of these feelings while we're in the process of coming up out of Babylon. All of that and then some. You know, because it's all one big, giant thing. The world wants you to stay trapped. Abba wants you out. So whose report will you believe? Will you believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Will you believe that you are above and not beneath? Will you believe that you are the head and not the tail? Will you believe that you are a lender and not a borrower? Huh, let me say that in a different way. Will you believe that you will lend to many nations and borrow from none? Like, you really got to ask yourself these questions. Will you believe that by his stripes you are healed? Will you believe that your body will function and its organs will function the way that the Most High intended and created for them to function? Huh? Will you? Will you believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Will you believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world? Will you believe it? Huh? Like, real talk, ask yourself these things, you know, and something else, like, you know what? I am an emotional wreck, period. But here's the thing. I'm not going to stay there, you know, and there's some things that I want to just throw out there real quick. And I'm praying that it helps somebody, because had it not dropped in my ruah, my spirit, I wouldn't be sharing it. Like, we got to understand that manifestation, the way that the world, this new age doctrine is making it seem, is not of the Most High Yah. At all. You cannot be out here proclaiming you love Yah. You cannot be out here proclaiming you're a Christian, quote unquote. I'm not even a Christian. I just believe in the word. I believe in the Messiah. I believe that he died on that tree for my sins. You know what I'm saying? Because Christianity has kind of watered down the gospel. You know what I'm saying? But see, Abba wouldn't even like that. He don't even play no game when it comes down to his people. Period. You know? We the reason why we're in the situation that we in, our disobedience. But anyway, this new age, these mantras and all these other type of things that the world makes you think is okay, don't get caught up in that. Because what you need to do is believe who he called you to be. That's how you manifest something. You manifest something by living according to his word and standing on the promises of Yah. Because his promises will always be yes and amen. You know what I'm saying? But that's based on your obedience. Like, I don't care who tell you that Jesus did it all when he died on the cross. That is a lie. You have to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Yes, he did die for your sins. Absolutely. That's when grace came into play. However, don't go for that sin. I'm a sinner saved by grace, man. I'll shout out to my pastor. Shout out to my watchman, man. Darius Israel, man. The thing is, you are an ex-sinner because of his grace. Because you love him so much, you choose not to sin. Because you love him so much, you repent for your sins. You choose to get up every day and fight. You know what I mean? So don't let these people hype you over that okie doke, and then you be on a one-way trip to hell with some gasoline drawers on. Now you mad. Because you down there, you know what I'm saying, with weeping and gnashing the teeth all day. You should have listened. You should have read your Bible. Okay? Man. Like, this is a touchy subject, because I see so many people lost because they still stuck in the church. And I ain't talking about that we are the body church. I'm talking about the religious church. I'm talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees church. I'm talking about the people in church that say they are Baptist, that say they are Pentecostal, that say they are Episcopalian. You know what I'm saying? All of these denominations that ain't got nothing to do with the Messiah, that ain't got nothing to do with the gospel. You know what I'm saying? He put us here to preach the gospel. He put us here to teach the gospel. He put us here to save souls. He put us here to live and be his direct representatives on this earth. That's why we here, to do what he told us to do. You know what I'm saying? We ain't here to be talking about no denomination. It wasn't no denominations when the Messiah walked this earth. You look like a denomination, man. And when you know better, you do better. I've been there. I was off in it deep, bad. You know what I'm saying? I was out here running grace in the ground. You hear me? I was a member of a church that taught me nothing but grace. And then it got to the point where I stopped being convicted. Then I was like, hold on, bruh. Wait a minute, bruh. You going on the wrong road, because if you stop being convicted, for one, the Most High either done turned you over to a reprobated mind, or you really done got beside yourself and you literally just done picked your side. You done chose you this day. You know what I'm saying? Joshua told them people when they was out there in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, Joshua had to take over, because guess what? Old boy didn't make it. Moses didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even make it to the promised land. Why? He ain't believe, man. He ain't have enough faith, man. He ain't do what he need to do. He out there. The man tell him to do one thing, he do another thing. He getting so frustrated in his feelings. So, like, there we go. Ha-ha. Thank you, album. That's a exact perfect. That's exactly a perfect scenario about how you could be an emotional wreck, and it leads you down a path of destruction. Because of the fact that he didn't control his emotion, go down, Moses. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. The Most High had did so many miracle signs and wonders, and it was right there at his fingertips. Right there at his fingertips. You hear me? And he still ain't get in. But it's a beautiful thing that the Most High even allowed him to see it, though. So, Toda Rabbah, which means thank you very much to Abba for allowing him the opportunity to even see it. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to learn how to control these emotions. Or our emotions be causing us to be disobedient. And ain't nobody got time for that. Life is too short, man. We already are in the last day. We was born in the last days. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't let nobody think you got more time left for it than you do. Okay? I know the word says no man knows the day or the hour. And I also know that Revelations tells us exactly what's going to start transpiring before the Mashiach comes back. The Mashiach, the Messiah, our daddy, Yahusha. You know what I mean? So we got to take heed. And we got to try our best to live right. And that goes for me too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out here repenting every day. I'm out here trying to turn from my wicked ways because I realized, man, I was out here doing too much. How you going to love Abba and be out here tripping? Like you tripping, Tia. You know, so if I got to check myself, y'all better check yourselves too. Y'all better get them emotions in check, man. We all we got, man. We one body. You heard me? Iron sharp as iron. And I had to learn and understand. I had to let him knock me down. Well, I ain't let him do nothing. Let me clear that up. He knocked me down, but I had to be okay with it, and I didn't stay there. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of time when he knock us down, we get in our feelings and we start hating God. You know what I'm saying? We still start harboring ill feelings, ill intent toward the Most High. And that's way out of line. You know, but you got to be humble. The Bible says be humble or you will be humble. So that just lets me know we have the capacity to be humble because he gave us the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. It's only one Spirit. And a lot of time we be growing up listening to people talking about these are the fruits of the spirits. Nah, bruh. It's one Spirit. That's it. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Our Father, Abba, in heaven. It ain't three in one. And it ain't no three separate things. It ain't no Trinity yet, man. Don't listen to all this stuff, man. I'm telling you, fast and pray. Don't take my word for anything. Take it to the Most High Yah. Don't take your pastor word for it. Take it to the Most High Yah. Period. I guarantee he wake you up. I guarantee you come up out of that slumber because he said in the last days, knowledge will increase. He said that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. He told Daniel to chew up the scroll. Shut it up. Close it up. Swallow it. He said it was going to be bitter and sweet, man. Read your word. I'm telling you, man. That stuff be so good to my spirit. That's how I know I've been slipping. I ain't been in my word like I should. Because right now, I'm just regurgitating some old stuff. But like, I know I need to get back on it, man. Because the word is so good, man. It makes me feel alive. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm just telling y'all my flaws and how I've been out here tripping and slipping and dipping it. You know what I'm saying? So I repent. I'm telling y'all on L. I'm being honest. I'm being transparent because when I first started this podcast, I said we was going to be open. We was going to be real and we was going to be honest with one another. And that's what I'm doing. I don't switch up. No, even if I take a break, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the times it's because I'm trying to get myself together. I'm trying to allow the Most High to clean me up even more. And I'm trying to stay on my face and be in a stage of repentance. You know what I mean? So anyway, man, it's already been 20 minutes too long. But I really wanted y'all to know my heart and know that I really been missing y'all. And I'm back like I never left. For real this time. Like, for real. Hey, man, all praises to the Most High, y'all. Hallelujah, for giving me this breath in my lungs, for giving me the capacity, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding to be able to relay his word with my personality, with the Ruach leading me along the way every minute that I'm chopping it up with y'all. It means a lot to me that you guys accept me for the woman that he's called me to be. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all before, yeah, I got a communication degree. I can eloquently speak if need be. I can speak without saying, knowing I'm saying. I can speak without saying, I mean, I'm a communications major. So it is easy for me to do those things. Like I can give you a whole paragraph filled with just intellectual conversation. But at the same time, I can only be me, you know? So I have to put it on, flip the switch, turn it off. And when I'm with you guys, I feel like I can be lax. I feel like I could be real. I feel like I could be who he called me to be, so that I'll be relatable to you guys, because I'm not trying to be TD Jakes. I'm not trying to be Sarah Jakes. I'm not trying to be Sophia Ruffin. I'm not trying to be Jackie Hill Perry. I'm not trying to be Pastor Keon Henderson. I'm trying to be Tia Darcell, because that's who he called me to be. So don't ever think that I can't get eloquence. You know what I'm saying? I can get to the substratum of some things if need be. I can definitely, you know what I'm saying, give you the vicissitude of the situation. Nah, but real talk, man, I'm tripping. I just wanted to have some fun with y'all and just chop it up and let you know my heart and let you know I love y'all. You already know what time it is, man. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. But for now, I love y'all the right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. And you just tuned in to a brand new episode of Radical Talks with T.I. Darcell.